Hello and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you can hear about major events from around the world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will talk about water. Something unusual has happened in China that has people worried. Then, we will hear about some scientists who are training to go into space by staying underwater. For that story, we will travel to the southern state of Florida. Are you ready? Let's get started. Here is part one. River water turned red in an eastern Chinese city in recent days. The change in color led to fears of yet another environmental crisis in China. Anna Mateo reports on the latest incident in a series of environmental concerns for people in China.
Red is a lucky color in Chinese culture, but not when it comes to river water. The water was discovered last month in the Chinese city of Wenzhou. Some people there also reported a strong, sharp chemical smell in the air. The local Environmental Protection Agency investigated the incident. Officials said they found no sign of pollutants released from the factories that line the river. Wu Yixiu follows water pollution issues for the environmental group Greenpeace. She says this Red River incident shows how environmental problems are increasingly affecting people in cities.
I think the water pollution problem is not only, it's no longer a remote or problem in the countryside, but it is affecting everyone, and it is affecting everyone even in the cities.
Wenzhou is a center for business and industry on China's eastern coast. It is also home to many Chinese Christians, and has been called China's Jerusalem. After the river water turned red, some city residents posted messages on social media. Their messages said the red waters were a sign of Armageddon, an event described in Christianity's holy book as marking the end of the world. Environmentalist Ma Jun says the river pollution is not the sign of the end of times, but he says it does represent an important time in China's fight against pollution.
So I think this, the next 20 years would be quite critical. I think we need to make efforts to reduce the pollution so that, to provide a safe and healthy environment for this generation.
The Wenzhou River turning red is the latest of several environmental incidents in China. In 2012, the Yangtze River also turned red because of illegal pollution from a factory. Last year, more than 2,000 dead pigs were found floating through a river in Shanghai. In addition, China's government has identified several hundred of what have been called cancer villages. These are areas where the rates of cancer are unusually high because of industrial pollution. Ma Jun says there are more than 1,700 water pollution incidents in China every year. He says many of China's rivers, lakes, and even aquifers are polluted. An aquifer is a layer of rock or sand that can hold water. Earlier this year, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang threatened to launch a war on pollution. Environmental activists say that war will depend on enforcement of existing Chinese laws. Residents of Wenzhou would most likely welcome such an offensive. 80% of the water off of Wenzhou's coast is considered polluted. I'm Anna Mateo.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Four astronauts recently completed training to help prepare for a planned visit to an asteroid or space rock. The four trained in a special laboratory 5 kilometers from Key Largo in southern Florida. They worked and lived 19 meters below the sea surface in the world's only underwater research laboratory. Jerry Watson is here to tell us more.
The astronauts spent 9 days in the Aquarius Laboratory. Florida International University operates the 37-square-meter lab. The training came as part of a project of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The project is called NEMO, for NASA's Extreme Environment Mission Operations. The name may lead some people to think of Captain Nemo, the star of Jules Verne's book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And a little fish named Nemo was the hero of the 2003 family film Finding Nemo. The four Nemo astronauts lived in conditions like those they would face on a visit to a near-Earth asteroid. The astronauts tested the ability of human beings to exist and work in difficult conditions. And they left their underwater home only to go into surrounding ocean waters. American astronaut Jeanette Epps said she and another astronaut did a kind of spacewalk under the water.
And that took a little bit of time to get up and running because we had a few issues with the communication and our helmets so that we can be able to talk to the crew inside the habitat and the top side.
Their temporary underwater home was not deep enough to require them to decompress each time they left Aquarius. That meant their dives could last longer. Decompression involves reducing air pressure on a person who has been under high pressure while diving deep underwater. Decompression sickness can be deadly. European Space Agency astronaut Thomas Pesquet of France said the crew tested human health and behavior inside the lab. They wore badges, devices that recorded their positions or social interaction. The French astronaut described the goal as gaining better understanding of reactions among people in such close surroundings, like those in space. The four astronauts received help from people who had worked in the undersea lab before. Japanese astronaut Akihiko Hoshide said these technical experts care for all operating systems on the lab, including the space suits that the astronauts wore.
There are the people behind the scenes, but we just do the mission, but without their help, we can't do anything.
I'm Jerry Watson.
So it looks like we have a little time left for Today in History. It was on this date in 1926 that Gertrude